Hey, Paul, a $35 credit in the pan to make a get straight to the pine.
Yo, I know. You sound so excited.
I will tell you, I say, Paul, me ear said I'm going to build one free zone over here.
Over here? Which part? Spanish Town?
And then me, I say, relax, Paul, I say, work, I come to way.
Juliet, oh, you lie, so man. Oh, you can't make up stories, so. If I stop with the mix up in a man, sure.
You have 1 minute remaining on this call.
Jeez and peas, a 1 minute I have left. But listen, I don't lie me, I tell Paul, it goes off a true. Me hear it on the news.
Yo, well, till me hear from somebody else, me nah believe you.
And what are you with your man? Me send me hear it on the news.
I'm sorry, you have no credit left.
I wonder if anything can really go so. Freeze on a Spanish Town.
Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, has facilitated investment totaling over $350 million for a free zone to be opened in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. The investment is a result of a joint venture between Gulf Air Americas and China National Automotive Industry International Corporation, a subsidiary of China National Machinery Industry Corporation, which is a large state-owned group and a Fortune Global 500 enterprise. The zone, to be located at 8 Marchpen Road, is expected to generate some 10,000 jobs directly and indirectly, with 2,500 of those jobs being top-level positions. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says the facility is being set up under the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative to leverage Jamaica's connectivity to manufacture products for regional markets.
This is the type of investment that we envisioned under the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative. The logistics center being built in Spanish Town is expected to make significant contributions to the Spanish Town community and economy, to the parish of St. Catherine, and to Jamaica as a whole.
Mrs. Edwards notes that the greater effect is the inspiration and hope it will bring to young Jamaicans, those who seek employment, financial independence, and economic prosperity. The operation, which will be delivering scores of high-paying jobs, will be administered by Masada Jamaica Limited, a designated free zone operator. Activities at the facility will include refining and regeneration of petroleum products, manufacturing of composites and insulation material, vehicle assembly, auto parts remanufacturing and distribution. It will also see to the manufacturing of pharmaceuticals and nutraceutical products, as well as research and manufacturing of tobacco products.
We're able to maximize on brand Jamaica, the logistics thrust of the island, its workforce, its strategic location in the heart of Americas. We are able to secure these agreements with companies located in the United Arab Emirates, India, Dominican Republic, Singapore, USA, China, just to name a few. In some instances, we have been able to successfully convince companies to relocate to our economic zone from other parts of the world.
Executive Director of Masada Jamaica, Dr. Robert Melamed. The first phase of the construction of the Spanish Town Free Zone is slated to be completed in the second quarter of next year. Dr. Melamed says completion of the first phase will include the construction and refurbishing of buildings and is expected to be completed by June 2016.
Upon completion of the first phase, 9 international companies will occupy the zone. The second phase will see additional companies coming on stream. At this stage, we project that the build out of the Spanish Free Trade Zone will provide 1.5 million square feet of space and will represent an investment of $350 million.
Dr. Melamed says Jamaica's recent improvement in the ease of doing business report serves as a validation that the country is on the rise.
Masda will take an active role in making opportunities available for the people of Spanish Town and surrounding communities. Based on our current projections, it is estimated that the Spanish Town Economic Zone will contribute to 2,500 high-level jobs to the local economy.
The Spanish Town Free Zone will be built out over the next 2 to 3 years. Under the project, some 300 Jamaicans will also receive engineering scholarships to study overseas to acquire highly sought-after skills required within the Free Zone.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.